Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hi.
This is a hello for our listeners at home. We've already said hello to our live listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? It's a live show, baby.
It is. And we have our special guest here.
That's right. In the middle.
Mr. Ghosty Pants.
Yeah, he loves it. He's experiencing the most existential day of his life.
He's screaming into the microphone, even though you cannot hear him.
Yeah, into the void, the microphone, into everything that is good and scary in this world. He's out here, arms raised.
Arms wide open, mouth wide open.
Spirit wide open.
Eyes wide open.
That's right.
He's ready for anything.
He's really giving and we're really appreciative.
As we all are.
I'm Carly.
I'm Cecilia.
And this is a little podcast we like to call Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Indeed.
You could clap or if you want. Or, okay. I mean, we won't make you, but we might make you.
You must clap. We should have like a sign that says like applause.
Oh, yeah.
Laugh.
My lord.
We kind of needed that for our second Edmonton live show. They didn't know that it was supposed to be funny, so they were just like sitting politely.
They were so sweet and so kind, but so quiet.
They were sitting politely, and we needed like a sign to be like, laugh.
Laugh now. So if you feel so inclined as to giggle, as to holler, as to chortle, get into it. We're into it.
You're allowed. It's not serious.
Mm-mm. Surprise. It's a ghost comedy podcast.
If you can tell from the blow-up ghost.
Yeah, he's a very serious guy. Guest,
it's not.
And, we're very serious.
Oh, it's not serious.
It's not serious at all.
It's spooky.
Oh, it is spooky. I do have something. Before we get too far into our show, for you, Cecilia.
Whatever do you have for me?
Well, this show kind of falls on our show's anniversary, yearly anniversary. Our first ever show was
Halloween
on Halloween way back in 2018.
Yep.
Remember when years didn't start with a two? I don't. Really?
What?
It
did start with a two.
Well,
20.
Like a second two, you know?
There was only one two.
Yeah, only like back in the time when there could only be one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit that I personally like to do, and it's got you and I a gift.
Ooh.
Not only you, but myself, of course.
Love it.
So everything that I'm about to hand Cecilia in this bag, I also have for myself at home.
Are they all shaped like ghosts?
You might just have to wait and see. Actually, I lied. There's one thing in here that I didn't get myself.
Oh, my God.
Just for you. A Ghost Everywhere first, I must say. So,
okay.
Let me hand it off to you.
You have to... Can he pass it?
Can you reach across the chasm? Oh, she's standing up. Clap for Cecilia. Look at those gams.
Thank you. I really walked over there.
You did so good.
Okay, this is an unboxing. The first thing is a
original
Ghosts Are Everywhere toque.
Still in its packaging. That's how you know it's fresh.
Available over at the merch table for y'all.
That's true. That's very true.
A ghost block of wood.
It's a ghost. A charcuterie board.
A charcuterie. It's very spooky.
I know. It looks like a ghost and everything.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Where'd you get this? This looked like it would be from like Target or something.
I will never tell.
Was it from Target?
I'll never tell.
Canadian Tire.
Oh, if it was, I would give them that plug. They need all the help they can get.
It's so cute.
KenCon. No, it's not from there, for sure. God. And unfortunately.
Hey, am I going to break this if I drop it?
Yeah, don't drop that one thing you're holding. Okay. It's a good one. Just don't drop
it. It's a good one.
I think it's good. You let me know what you think.
Is it ghost shaped?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's
and then
yellow.
You describe it for the listeners
oh
at home.
Oh, my God.
And show our friends.
Is this the one that you didn't get for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. It's a ghost, but it's also a candy corn.
Unpopular opinion, Cecilia is a candy corn stan.
I am on team candy corn. Candy corn, good. Thank you.
Wow. Candy corn justice, I guess.
Okay.
Candy corn truthers.
I have one supporter. Thank you.
And thank you to everyone who remained silent
so
for the correct, yeah, the correct
we got like
feeling.
One solid woo and a boo, and everyone else was like,
else
I'm
was
abstaining.
Like, I don't want them to know that I don't like it.
Candy corn, good. And I'm not even a candy person.
No, you're not a candy girly.
I'm
you're like
a
savory girly.
I'm a
chocolate and chips girl.
Chips.
Yeah, but candy corn is a special thing for you. So now you have a ghost shaped like a candy corn.
Oh, I need this.
It has a tiny little oven mitt that's a ghost.
I needed a new oven mitt.
Didn't I just know it? I knew it. I just said, you know
it
what
says,
she needs?
Many have eaten here, only a few have died.
Ominous and accurate.
That's accurate for my cooking.
Well, I know you're venturing more into cooking every day, so
I am. I'm trying.
You're doing great. You've killed barely
have
anyone.
Have some died? Maybe.
We'll never tell.
Perhaps.
We'll never tell.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Also, the bottom of the bag that you can't see currently because it's clear.
It's sparkly.
Yeah. Is indeed a sun catcher that is like a static cling ghost sun catcher. It's in the bag. Don't worry about it. Just look later. That's for her to know and no one else to know about. Secret sun catcher.
Okay, I believe you about the secret sun catcher.
Yeah, you need to, because it's true, and there's no lies.
Wow, I'm so scared now.
Yeah, be scared, because you'll open your bag, there'll be another ghost in there that you didn't even know was there.
Also, before the show, the bag was sitting there, and I did not even notice it, and Carly's like, don't look in the bag.
Yeah, I made it really obvious.
Now I'm going to look
and
in the bag.
And you turned around and looked at it, and I said, stop I right now.
Immediately looked in the bag. Well, thank you.
You're
happy,
so welcome.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to us.
Congratulations on 5 years of Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Yeah. If our podcast child was a child, it would be in kindergarten, right? Mm-hmm. That's too much.
It would be.
That makes me stressed.
It would be learning how to drive.
That is too far too old. I can't be a mother. I'm too young.
It would be learning how to drive in those little, like, little plastic cars.
Yeah, it'd be like in its little Barbie car.
Yeah.
And its little fake BMW.
That's what, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. 1 year, we had one of those, like, yellow and red, like, little plastic cars.
Oh, the ones where the Flintstone ones with your feet? Yeah, yeah.
So I was driving around in that on Halloween, and I would, like, send my parents to go and get the candy and bring it back to me in my car.
You would. You were a bossy ass child.
I was like,
all right,
man, staying in the car. You can go get it. Thank you. Bring it back.
I thought I was bossy, but you were all equally as bossy.
I was busy. I was driving.
You had so much to do.
I was so busy.
It was a precursor. You love to drive now. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. And I hate it. I use my little legs.
Carly can't drive.
I can. The law just doesn't think I can.
Carly does not have her license.
I choose actively to not, because I don't like doing things I don't like.
But do you know what you do like to do?
What do I like?
Tell a little ghost story.
I do, but before I like to tell a little live ghost story for our friends here at and our friends at home, indeed, is we have a special thing that we like to do for our live shows, a special segment that is live show only, and it's called Hat Corner.
Oh,
because it's a great visual bit for this audio medium. So. Don't mind me. Entertain yourselves for a moment. How's your day? Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
So if you'll indulge us, will you indulge us? Can we hear it? Yeah. Woo.
Okay. Thank you.
Here's something we like to call a hat corner.
3, 2. Whoa, she's already doing
it. I'm fast. I'm too fast.
3, 2, 1. Woo! Thank you. Thank you so much.
One more time.
When was lovely last
Stand
time,
yours up.
Too.
Stand it up. At attention.
Is that better?
Okay. Thank you. All right. Enough of that. Now.
Cheers. Cheers to Hat Corner.
Cheers to Hat Corner. We love a goofy hat.
We love a sparkly witch hat.
We love a very appropriate hat for the season. Mm-hmm. When else are we supposed to wear that?
Tis indeed the season.
In the words of Taylor Swift, tis the damn season. That's the wrong album that she re-released today. She re-released a delightful 1989.
Oh.
Today. Have you listened?
No, I'm not a 1989 stan.
I know.
It's my second least favorite Taylor Swift album.
After Reputation?
Yeah, so I haven't listened to it yet. I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, you need to apologize to her right now.
Because
we know she's
sorry,
listening.
Taylor. Yeah, I know you're listening, and I know you're a big fan. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of your other stuff.
It's Taylor Swift.
Thank you for your service.
Amen. Okay,
and,
great.
And I love you.
And we love you. And I don't share her views, but I listened to it today more than once.
I haven't got to it yet. I listened to two of the From the Vault tracks, and one of them sounded exactly like a different song. A different Taylor Swift song from her new album, and I was like, are you even trying?
We love a recycling queen. She cares about the planet. She cares about giving us more.
She's really like churning them out. And I feel like she had like the lyrics written and she had like sort of a tune. And she's like, how about let's produce it exactly the same as we did?
Tread lightly. Tread lightly, Cecilia.
No, I'm just trying to remember the song.
Do you want to become a ghost or?
Yeah, Taylor's just going to kill me.
Like, kill you? I don't think she'll kill you.
She's going to hunt me down. That's what she's going to come really get me. That's really going to kill you.
I'm a fan. Please don't kill us, Swifties.
I'm a fan. I have some critique.
She's got some beef. She's got some bad blood.
There we go.
That's for my 1989 TVs.
My blood's going to be gone if she...
Yeah.
She gets
Are you trying to say she's a vampire? That's Olivia Rodrigo. That's the other one.
She's going to... Well, no.
Your blood will be gone?
Maybe she's Olivia Rodrigo wrote that song about Taylor Swift.
Okay. We're getting in too deep here, folks. We're so sorry. We're going to backpedal.
This is not a Taylor Swift show.
This is not a vampire Taylor Swift show. Though, you know, it usually is. I am going to tell us a little tale... Locally, because, you know, local jokes get local laughs.
You're going to talk about some Hamilton haunted places?
Yeah, because I don't know if you know this, but we happen to live in, like, one of the most haunted cities. Just full stop. I don't want.
There is ghosts here,
There do be ghosts. And we're going to tell you about a couple of them. Yeah. We've done lots in the past on the podcast. And these ones, I don't know about you, but mine's brand new. I've yet to speak about this one.
Ooh.
So that is exciting.
First
brand new.
Ever.
Yeah, from the vault even. Some might say, from my vault.
Was it in your vault?
Yeah, actually it was, because it's a little one, and I wouldn't do it for a regular episode, because it's teeny,
This is just
a chill, fun time.
Since we have some other stuff going on after our story.
That's right. Stay tuned. I thought this one would be perfect. It's also not too far away.
Okay.
So, I'm about to tell us about the ghosts of Hamilton Place.
Oh, okay.
Okay, deep cut. I know.
All right, Hamilton Place.
Nestled into the downtown core lies a venue that is at the center of the city's performing arts. Having presented shows like the annual Nutcracker Ballet. Cheer for the Nutcracker, have you been?
Ever heard of it?
Ever heard of the hot ticket of the Nutcracker?
How many of those has my dad slept through?
Almost all of them, I would hope.
Plenty.
Shout out to Sean O'Grady. We love... how about Sharon Lois and Bram? Anybody ever seen Sharon Lois and Bram there? Skin and Meringue?
Stars.
They're absolute stars. Supernovas. Or even recently, yours truly did a little show with a 75-piece orchestra. A
Ghosts
different show.
Everywhere I did?
No, yours truly.
Carly Billings.
Carly Anna Billings. Did a show with just a tiny 75-piece orchestra.
You did by yourself?
No, there was a lot of other people there. Oh. I just said a 75-piece orchestra, so it wasn't just me.
It sounds like you were singing with a 75-piece orchestra by yourself.
Me and 39 other castmates in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, God bless.
Amen. Too much heaven on their minds. It's a great venue. That's all I'm trying to say. Everyone knows about it. We've been there. We've been doing it. Built in the 1970s and opened as Hamilton Place, now called the First Ontario Concert Hall. There you go. See? Catching you up.
Doesn't roll off the tongue quite as good.
It doesn't. But that is what it's called and advertised as.
First Ontario Concert Hall.
It's Hamilton Place. It's an iconic venue, and I'm going to keep calling it Hamilton Place. So apologies, but not apologies.
It is a place in Hamilton.
It's a place in Hamilton. I'm going to go back to calling it Hamilton Place because that's what people kind of know it as if you're local. And this is a local show, so...
But especially if you like are like me and moved out of this city like 5 years ago.
Oh, since it's been, yeah.
I don't know all the new names of things.
Sure, but then also people who moved here when you left only know the new names. So that's why I got
exactly.
Got to give them a bit of each. I got you.
They know
got
the you. New, I know the old.
Wow. That's honestly what the show's about.
Revolving doors.
Wow. The main theater, or the Great Hall... That's the real name for
like
it.
Like Hogwarts.
It's really awesome. Whenever they'd be like, we have rehearsal, we're in the Great Hall. I'd be like, oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Features two suspended balconies, because it's bougie, and seats over 2,000 people. So just like a tiny bit bigger than this theater. Like only by.
Yeah, just
like,
a little bit.
Like two or three seats.
We have almost 2,000 people here.
I know. You all look fabulous, by the way. You look incredible.
I know.
Ow. The Great Hall has been recognized internationally for its outstanding acoustics and is home to the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra. So it's not just like this run-of-the-mill nothingness. It's like actually like a pretty cool spot. The building also has the Studio Theater. That seats 350.
Studio at Hamilton Blaze.
Yeah, that's right. Now it's just called
the studio at the First Ontario Concert Hall.
They thought that was too much, so they just capped it at the studio and called it a day. Yeah.
I've seen some shows there.
Yeah. I did Sitz Probe there. It's a chill spot.
Kylie did what there?
Sitz Probe. It's a special kind of musical rehearsal.
She did
the girlies that know, know. Okay.
The girlies that know, know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't have to know. It's not for you. It's for them. It's that little spot that you've been, that I've been, that we've all probably heard about or are hearing about for the first time now, seats 350 people and is connected with the Hamilton Convention Center and shares outdoor space with the Art Gallery of Hamilton.
Cute.
Yeah, it's like a little arts hub in downtown, just nestled between like where the buses go in Jackson Square, you know, and the government building. It's just like a little pocket of...
Well, pocket of
1970s stuff. Weird architecture.
It's all big brutalist architecture. It is. Going on there.
Yeah, it's like if the future and the past had a baby, is how it's I a would
describe
it. Big
old concrete building.
That's right. So the Great Hall has seen the talents of Tony Bennett, Leonard Cohen, The Proclaimers, Red Skeleton, The Tragically Hip, Norm MacDonald, Sarah McLachlan, David Copperfield, and Cats. And those last two are.
You say and Cats?
And Cats. Yeah, like the musical. Any chance for me to bring up Cats, I'm going to.
And then, and Cats.
I said at least one lady in there.
Yeah, but you said a bunch of names.
Yeah,
and then the last one was Cats.
Yeah, that's true. Because guess what? The last two, David Copperfield and Cats, are ones I've personally seen there.
Oh, damn. All right, you saw the best of the best of that list. You just told me the best ones. David Copperfield and the musical Cats.
David Copperfield disappeared a car on that stage. I've been on that stage. I don't know how he did it. He's magic.
He's magic. Real magic.
He's real magic. It was like a big-ass 1950s beefy like Thunderbird car. I don't know how he did that.
Magic.
I was 11, but I still am thinking about it too. This very day keeps me up at night.
Magic. David Copperfield.
He's not here with us. He's not here.
And today we are also going to be
joined by the ghost of David Copperfield.
Is he dead?
I don't know. That's what I just asked.
I thought we were going to just like bring out a car and disappear it.
And everybody, welcome to the stage. David Copperfield's car.
And we are going to do magic.
No. So the theater is pretty iconic, not only for the people that have performed there, but also for just its interior. It has beautiful acoustic wood paneling met with white and 70s rusty red seats. The space is pretty expansive, but also feels kind of like comforting. Like for a 2,000 seat theater, it doesn't feel like
that's nice.
You're singing into nothing. It's like really, truly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like its own special show to look at the building. That sounds stupid, but you know, it's like, oh my gosh, yay.
Didn't we go to the opera there?
We totally went to the opera there.
Me and Carly went to the opera
We saw La Boheme. With subtitles back when Opera Hamilton had its home there. An Italian piece. Pretty iconic. It was great.
For an we Italian loved it. Class in high school.
That's right. We said, ciao, certo.
I was going to say we said ooh la la, but...
We did say ooh la la.
We did say ooh la la. Because it's La Boheme,
and we were like, they should be speaking French.
So I thought this was in French. Why isn't it in
Why
Italian?
Are we speaking in Italian? Mm. It's opera.
Bellissima.
Bellissima. Stupenda. Che buona. That's ooh it. La. That's all we got. We love it. That's
Bellissima.
All I'm trying to say. Bellissima. It's also like the place that kids graduate from high school on that stage. Like, it's such an iconic piece of Hamilton. It's somewhere that everyone from Hamilton has been at least once in their lives. Even people come from other places to
attend
it.
Even people not from Hamilton have been there.
They've been there. In a surprising, shocking turn of events, all kinds of people have been there. This is a cool story about its origins. When it was being built, provincial and federal funding both declined to contribute to the building.
Damn.
Like, they were like, we don't like you.
That's rude.
And you don't need it. And Hamilton said, hold my hat. Hold my pointy witch hat. Because Hamiltonians, maybe for the first and last time in history, worked together with municipal funding, corporate and private donations, and Hamilton Place came to be for around $75 million.
Did they get some,
money.
Like, mob funding? When was this? No the comment. 70s?
they came together and for community and they said
Bellissima.
Bellissima. Stupenda.
Grazie to the mob.
So this, this 50, there's no good way to sidestep that. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to give it a second. We love. And it, because it was built in the 70s, specifically 73 is when it was opened. It's been around for 50 years this year. So can we hear it?
Nice.
Can we hear it for a,
good for it.
For a half a century, right? We love it. So this 50-year-old venue has it all, truly. Everything a person can want from a performing arts hub. It has great acoustics, wonderful tech, a welcoming atmosphere, an iconic community presence. Oh, and did I mention it has ghosts?
What?
What? What? I know. It's so surprising.
What?
Don't leave. Stay. There's ghosts.
I'm storm out.
I'm so angry. I just thought you were going to talk about this awesome place. You don't even mention a ghost.
Cool theater. I don't know there's going to be ghosts.
It's okay. Don't be too scared, okay?
I'm scared.
Okay, don't be scared. If Cecilia gets too scared, will someone tell her, no, don't be scared? Let's all say it together to comfort her, in that voice specifically. No, don't be scared. See? Do you feel less scared now?
Yes, that's okay. Very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for making Cecilia feel at home. So not just any ghost also is the most famous at Hamilton Place.
Is this spooky ghost?
We have a lady.
And in?
And a color.
In red.
How did you know?
She matches the seats.
She's a ghost so infamous that Spooky Stuff from Haunted Hamilton, we're huge fans of, has investigated this ghost among others. And she's called the Lady in Red. Cue the song. No, I'm kidding. There's no song. We can't afford that.
Yeah, you can't afford that.
We don't have the budget. But you can imagine, Lady in Red. Staff and audience goers alike have allegedly witnessed this ghostly woman. The Lady in Red is the stuff of local legends. Staffers at Core Entertainment, who are the ones who operate the theater, admit that some who work there pass around her story. Like, she's kind of the thing that everybody kind of knows about. Though they don't talk about it a lot, which, like, yeah, that's what ghosts are. Her presence has been felt on stage as well as off, and she is said to appear in a 1980s red dress, crying blood red tears.
No.
She's a fancy lady.
Red dress, red tears.
Yeah, she said she goes all the way.
The drama.
The drama of it. She brings it. She brings it to you every ball.
She's bringing it.
She's bringing. And hers is not the only possible spirit to be within the walls at Hamilton Place. Some have seen orbs and unexplained lights in different areas of the building. Beneath, this is kind of wild, beneath the stage and the audience are tunnels, which isn't
spooky.
Common in every theater.
It's
or even
the,
most theaters.
Why is it? What? For what?
There's tunnels to like move from place to place underneath. It's like for moving shit.
All right, for moving shit.
Yeah, or it's for ghosts, because once an orb led a woman who was lost in the tunnels to safety.
Oh, thank you, orb. That's
right?
Very helpful.
They're helpful ghosts.
That's a helpful
except
ghost.
Except for the blood crying. That doesn't seem very helpful.
Do we know why she's blood crying?
I would love to know why she's blood crying.
There's
it
no
sounds
reason.
Like Spooky Steph was trying to get to the bottom of it.
But she hasn't figured that out yet.
I haven't spoken to her personally, so
okay.
I don't know. I didn't do my job well enough to
Yeah,
to
you
should
have called her up and been like, do you know why this woman is blood crying?
Because I have her phone number. I wish. So beneath the stage are these tunnels. That's pretty freaky. EMF readers have had significant reactions in the theater, especially around the Lady in Red. So like Spooky Steph, for example. Say that. Are you the Lady in Red? Yeah. Blink twice. That's not how it works, but like make a give me Morse code in EMF.
The EMF is noise. You can't blink twice.
Oh, like flash twice or once or
bonk
whatever.
Twice. Make it.
Yeah. Make it happen
twice.
Yeah. Knock three times on the ceiling if you're the Lady in Red.
Yeah.
Basically, is what I'm trying to say. And you got a lot of responses apparently from her.
Okay.
So with so many years of comings and goings, who's to say someone or something hasn't been left behind at Hamilton Place? Waiting. And I got a lot of my information today from thespec.com, Wikipedia, coreentertainment.ca, hamiltoncitymagazine.com, and my own brain. Because I've been there before.
Whoa.
And that's Hamilton Place.
And Kylie knows what it looks like.
I know what it looks like in the back and the front. Thank you very much. And it looks really cute.
Party in the front, party in the back.
That's what I always say. When I was there, I didn't see anything weird.
You didn't see the lady in red?
No.
You didn't have helpful orbs. You should have got lost, and then the orbs would have led you through the
tunnels. You know what? I would have been too scared to get lost, because it's kind of scary by yourself.
But it's not, because then a helpful orb helps you through.
Oh, thank you, helpful orb. Is not a sentence I would ever want to say.
I would love that.
Thank you, helpful orb.
Yeah.
That's what you want?
If I'm lost and just this ball of light leads the way, I'd be like,
you're going to follow it?
Yeah.
Everyone say goodnight, Cecilia. She's goner.
Goodnight.
You'd follow an orb, you'd be a goner. How do you know it's not going to lead you to a bigger orb that swallows you up like this?
I think it's fine.
That's right. The biggest orb of all.
Like Kirby.
Like Kirby.
I would love to be swallowed by Kirby.
Cecilia's...
that's my dream.
Cecilia's officially asking to be swallowed by Kirby.
Kirby swallowed
here today.
Me, please.
Yeah. Just so we all...
I would love that. Aware. What if Kirby swallowed me and absorbed my powers, what would his hat be? You know how when Kirby swallows someone, he gets like a little outfit?
Yeah, I think it'd be that witch hat. That sparkly witch hat, probably.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a fair guess. Mm-hmm. Or like a Ghost River or a dad hat.
Yeah.
Available over at the merch table.
Shameless plug. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of things you wear often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That witch hat specifically.
Yeah, I wear that all the time.
I know you'd be out here on the streets.
All the time.
Walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
Regular
walking
outfit.
Around the city. Regular. Yep.
That's right. Everyone goes, no, there she goes. That's Cecilia. Classic.
In my witch hat.
In your pink glitter witch hat.
Well, thank you for telling us about the place at Hamilton First Ontario Center.
Center of Arts, Ron Joyce. You're welcome. Anytime.
Ron Joyce. Who's Ron Joyce?
He's a man. It was also at one point called that.
I see his name around. In between. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, a benefactor, a wealthy benefactor.
Thank you, wealthy benefactor.
Yeah. He owned like half of Tim Hortons. And he is no longer with us. So maybe he's the orb.
Oh, maybe.
I'm just putting that out there.
He's Tim Hortons. He's...
Oh, Mr. Timbit himself. We love to learn. See, this
the
is why we do these.
The orbs were Timbit.
Hello, welcome. Entree. You haven't missed a thing.
Have a little seat. You just missed some Timbit talk.
Yeah, just some classic Timbit talk, you
know? Just a little Timbit
talk.
Whenever
you talk about ghosts, you gotta talk about Timbits.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously.
You get hungry.
Yeah.
You're ghost hunting. They're so portable. You just put a couple in your pocket. Pop them in.
They're expensive now.
Are they?
I don't know.
They're not like 10 cents? It used to be like a 10 cent moment.
Dollar each.
No, the absolute silence and gas.
I'm spreading Tim Hortons misinformation. I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah. A 50 pack is like 10 bucks. That is coming straight from my sister who is snacks herself.
They're so cheap.
She might as well be the mayor of Snackville. So, you see, you've been totally fine. It's an affordable food.
It's an affordable, healthy snack.
That's great. Portable, round.
Affordable,
the best
portable,
food is round.
Healthy. Put it in your pocket.
We haven't talked about that in a while, or ever, maybe. The best
you can get the
round.
Plain ones, and dogs like them.
I have a question. How many Timbits is a snack?
Five.
Okay. More than that is a meal?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, 10 Timbits is a dessert.
Oh, okay.
Five is a snack.
So
10
a
is a dessert.
So snack ends
15
at five.
Is a
lunch?
Meal. 20 is too many.
20 is just five too many.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Any more than 20, you should see a doctor.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay. I like that ratio.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying. I was going to think about that all night.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I was really worried.
I don't know how expensive they are, but I know the math of how many you should eat.
See, that's girl math. Not knowing how much things cost.
That's
Cecilia math, but knowing how many is a snack.
10 Timbits is girl dinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because girl dinner is not a meal.
No.
And girl dinner is also not a snack.
Girl dinner.
It's in between.
Is like 9.5 Timbits.
Oh, yeah, you got to leave that one that you've bitten half of.
You bit it
in the
and
box.
Then you're like, not sure about this one. It's like,
it's one
like of
one of the original ones with no
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The plain mm-hmm. ones that
plain
I said.
Plain Timbits.
It's the plain
that
ones.
Sneak in there.
You have half of it, and then there's yeah. like a dog or a squirrel nearby, and you're like, yeah, actually, you can have the rest of this.
Cecilia has a dog or a squirrel by her side at all times.
I do.
Just for this reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whenever I'm eating Timbits, I do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know that about you.
I make sure.
I'm just making sure they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a squirrel backstage.
Yeah. If you hear any chirping, that's what's going on.
That's my squirrel.
Yeah. It's just her Timbit squirrel. She had girl dinner before this.
His name is Timbit. And he eats Timbits.
Yeah, he loves it. You are what you eat.
It's not cannibalism.
No, it's not. We made that very clear. Can we help you? Or...
Do we have something we're doing, or am I telling my story next? Mm-hmm.
Your turn.
We're not doing
I do want to point out this delightful sign beside us really quickly.
Three quarters of
the That's three quarters. It's lasted us a year. It's been yeah. across the country and back.
It's
and just today.
Hard. It's been on fire multiple times.
Yeah, but just today it decided.
Just today it was extra on fire and yeah. it decided to lose part of it.
Yeah, so shout out to Cam, my Thanks, dad.
Cam. You did,
Clap for
you
Cam.
Did great.
It's beautiful. We
did
love
great.
It.
And so far, we have not burned down a venue yet.
Right? Not even once. And this is probably its last show, so it needs its own applause.
Yeah.
So let's
please.
Let's have actually a moment of silence for the sign, if you mind. Everyone, let's bow our
because
heads
it was on
for
fire.
A moment.
Did you just?
No, I said bow our heads. I can cross myself. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, great.
Pour one out.
Thank you. Pour one out into
okay.
my mouth.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys about a ghost now.
Woo! Cecilia, 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 Cecilia. See what I do for you? You didn't do that for me.
I didn't.
You're welcome.
I'm not as supportive. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
So I've made it a little bit of a thing where I, on the live show, tell a story that we've already done on the podcast.
Yeah, you love a revisiting. Yeah.
But this one's a little bit different because it's not a story that I've done.
What?
It's a story that a guest has come on and told us about.
No way. Oh, I'm excited.
So,
I think I know exactly what you're going to tell us about.
Back in, on episode 71.
Wow.
Way, way, way,
way back.
Back.
When we were back in the tours.
We were back in the threes now. We were back in double digits.
That's right.
Friend of the pod, family friend,
mm-hmm.
Christian Fielding came on and
yes.
told us a little bit about this place and about some of the experiences that he had there.
Play that
and
on your play a piano.
It was like a little bit of saying. The history and mm-hmm. a little bit of his experiences, but didn't really like dig into it that much.
Yeah, because it was a guest episode.
It was a guest episode.
Yeah.
And it's a very iconic Hamilton haunted place. So
yes.
I am going to let you know about what I know about this place.
Yeah, it's like one of those like cult places.
Yeah,
like
so
cult
it,
following hauntedness.
It is. Don't know if y'all have heard of it, but it's Century Manor.
Ooh, high profile.
All right. So it is up on the top of the escarpment, up on the mountain,
mm-hmm.
Across the street from Mohawk College at West 5th and Fennel. It's like this big
all
abandoned,
the nods of recognition from the
creepy
house
when
you gave her a
yeah,
was.
Right. Yeah. Everyone's like, "Hi."
Everyone went,
yes.
Oh.
It's like big. It's kind of like boarded up and creepy now.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Actually, some could say
it's slightly terrifying. It's been nothing for like
almost
30
ever.
Years.
Yeah.
So it was built in 1885, and was part of a larger complex of buildings, but is now the only remaining part of what was once called the Hamilton Asylum for the Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Then called the Ontario Hospital and then the Hamilton Psychiatric Hospital. The Hamilton Asylum for the Insane began operation in 1876, and they purchased 529 acres of land and back then had about 200 patients. The first structure they built, the Barton Building, opened in 1876.
That's what it sounded like, in case
yeah,
you were wondering.
It was It was a great big building.
Yeah.
Opened with Dr. R. Buck.
Love that.
I'm just looking at it.
Love
like,
that
it's
for
like
him.
B-U-C-K-E. So I'm like, is it like Buki?
Buke.
Or is it Buck?
Whatever you choose.
I'm
going to
say
you to pick.
Dr. R. Buck. I'm not going to say his name again, so it doesn't matter.
Wow, love that.
But he was internationally known for his humane treatment of the mentally ill.
Oh, and interesting.
He was the first medical superintendent, but let's also keep in mind that this was the 1870s. So
what's humane? Humane is my question.
Treatment in the 1870s was maybe not what we think it is today.
Arnar.
I think the vibe was a little bit like American Horror Story Asylum.
Yeah. I mean, but like even older.
But even older.
Yeah. Like they had like a phonograph.
But also it was a record player. It was an asylum or like a psychiatric institute from the 1870s up until like the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, it was open till the 70s. Like for a really long time. Yeah.
So back then, humane treatment.
Oh no, you're going to tell us? I'm scared.
I'm not going to get that into it. Okay. But kind of like a lot of the psychiatric care was very, it was very new.
Yeah.
It was very experimental. Cutting edge. It was very cutting edge. So a lot of the things were like, I don't know, let's try this.
Oh, we love a DIY queen.
Let's zap them a little, see what happens.
Oh, we don't love that. That's too much.
The facility was originally intended to be an asylum for inebriates. So it was like, people would just bring their alcoholics
there. Cheers, brother.
So you kind of, your wife is drinking too much, bring her to the asylum. But they would also just, like, take people off the streets in the city and be like,
it's a house for poor people. Like,
kind of. Yeah. It was kind of a place to just, like, hide unhoused people. Mm-hmm. It sounded like. And then eventually, kind of, like, as the years went on, they needed hospital beds for like the insane, so it became more of a concern for the hospital and more of like the sorts of people that they would have there. So back in the day, right now it's part of the city, it's where Mohawk College is, there's all kinds of stuff around there, but back in the day it was really isolated. It was only accessible by a dirt road well into the 20th century. Because of this, even though it was close to the city, they wanted everything to kind of be in-house. So it was pretty self-sufficient. They had a farm, a bakery, a butcher shop, a greenhouse, root cellar, milk processing house, tailor, upholsterer, fire hall. They had curling and skating rinks.
That's fun. Recreation.
They could have fun.
Recreation.
They had a bowling green. They had tennis courts. They had a chapel. They had all sorts of things there. So yeah. It was like a whole big facility with everything.
Sure. Yeah. So you never had to leave.
You never had to leave.
I think really.
And you never were allowed to leave.
Surprise.
So right now it's
not fun.
Right now it's just the one building that you see there. But
yeah.
Back in the day it was this huge place.
Like a complex. Like a big ass.
Other big buildings and little buildings and everywhere and everything.
Aw, little buildings.
Little buildings and big buildings.
That's nice.
But now it's just the one building.
Well.
By 1890, it housed 915 patients and 119 employees. And by 1929, it had facilities for 1,200 patients.
That's a terrible ratio. Also, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, 900 patients to 119 employees. I'm not saying it was an ideal place to be sent to.
Okay, so you're trying to say, like, not everywhere they have curling and skating is good?
It was considered the best asylum in Ontario, but
that's not
it was
much.
Also an asylum the like early 1900s, late 1800s.
Come on, turn of the century.
Not a place you wanted to go.
Fair.
So the East House, which is now Century Manor, opened in 1884 as a reception hospital, and then it housed acutely disturbed or mentally ill patients. Between 1890 and 1921, it was used to house the criminally insane. So the most fun patients.
They got the cue. I didn't have to tell them.
I know, right? Ooh. Ooh, criminally insane. So that's fun. There was, of course, methods used back then that I've been kind of hinting at, kind of experimental, maybe considered cruel, maybe considered torture now.
Potato pantano.
So there was stuff like morphine injections, salt rub simulation, which was just like
rub people
a cloth
with
a bunch of salt and you just like...
That would be really exfoliating,
but not
actually.
Like a cute like salt rub like you'd use as an exfoliant, more of like a... Like a sandpaper.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Not in a nice way.
Depends on how moisturized you
are. They would just like give people like a bunch of alcohol to like calm them down.
Oh dear.
You know, just
yeah, they said, come here for your alcohol problems. We have more.
They had like very old timey electroshock. Yeah. They did the classic lobotomies.
Oh, fun a classic. Stuff.
So a lot of patients obviously like suffered. Many people died there.
Yeah. No, really?
Maybe I'm not so that surprised. Fun for people.
Yeah.
So since there wasn't much to do back then, people would come from the city and they would have a little picnic on the grounds and they would watch the patients. They would watch the crazies and they'd just be like, well, isn't this a fun time for us to watch the people? It's like going to the zoo.
It's a free day at the circus.
You don't have to pay a ticket. It was such a thing back then for people from the city to just like go to an insane asylum and just like look and watch.
I've seen Dickinson. I know they love to watch.
They loved it. They didn't have Netflix. Yeah, so they would go to the city to see they would come from the city to see the lunatics on the mountain. And there's stories of people like taunting them.
Now they're coming down here to see the lunatics of the circus.
Lunatics down the mountain.
So down the mountain.
How times have changed.
And they pay now. That's the difference.
Yeah, I don't know if they paid.
I don't think they probably didn't.
The like nurses and doctors would try and like, they'd be like, come on.
They're like, please, a donation?
Yeah,
say, like alms for the poor.
But people go under the like. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, "Oh, we want to like see what kind of new technologies."
They'd be like, "I have a grandmother."
Treatments they have, and then they just like
maybe could be here.
Throw shit at them if they weren't doing anything fun.
Yike!
Yeah, it's like going to the zoo. It's
it feels
fun.
Good. It feels great. Fun and it feels nice, and we like it.
So some bad shit happened there, and because of this like long. Not so great past. Mm-hmm. There are, of course, stories of some hauntings.
Ooh, I'm so surprised.
So, Carly,
yeah,
you had some haunted tunnels.
Oh, yeah, yours are going to be worse.
I too have some haunted tunnels.
It's a no from me.
So there's a series of tunnels running underneath, like, the whole kind of property. Mm-hmm. Some of them even go to where Mohawk College is now. Apparently, there's one that goes from where the asylum was to, like, a restaurant at Mohawk. So, I don't know. Go to that restaurant. Ask them about it.
Say, and show me your tunnels.
I would tell you what the restaurant is called, but I forget. A story about these tunnels was that one night a security guard was making his rounds and ended up kind of, like, looking around the tunnels, which... Don't do it.
Yeah, that's a bad choice. Choose something else, even.
So he made a turn at one of the corners and found himself in a hallway with just one kind of like wooden door at the end. Mm-hmm. And he heard voices coming from the other side of the door. So he's like, oh, God damn it. There's people down here. I got to go like kick them out. Tell them they can't be down here.
Boo.
So he went and like opened the door. And sitting at a table in this like little room behind this door were two women who were dressed in like old-timey nurses outfits. Oh. So he thought that was kind of strange.
That's weird. Yeah.
So he like kind of was like
pointed at them, pointed at himself, pointed at them.
What's up? So they both turned slowly and stared him in the eye.
Yuck.
And one of them said to the other, "See, I told you he would find us."
No. How about no?
So he freaked out and left.
I'm glad that he
leaves the room, slammed the door, takes some breaths, is like, okay, that's fucked. I should really kick them out, though. So he like, goes back into the room, and they're gone.
What?
Even though there's no other door to the room, that was the only exit.
Did they ever exist?
That's probably the noise they were making before they got there. To practice warming up their vocal cords.
Yeah. So
then they could turn slowly and say, mm-hmm. And then they could turn slowly and say,
I knew you would find them.
I knew you would find them.
Do you think they said it in tandem, or do you think they said it like one of them said it?
Like, they said it, like, it together, like the like twins from The Shining.
That's what I'm picturing.
The girls from The Shining.
Yeah.
I like to imagine that's what
forever
they did.
Forever and ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
People also report being like, pushed. There are some security guards who are hesitant to actually like go into the building.
Ew.
Because they have felt like pushed, or they've heard whispers or voices.
Sure.
people hear like weird soft voices when no one else is around. People hear cries.
Oh no.
People have seen orbs and apparitions on the property. There's a lot of photos where there's like weird like
stuff going on. Yeah, yeah. Christian showed us some weird stuff.
Yeah, and some weird orbs. I was looking at a website that someone was sharing pictures of the manor, and they had photos that had lights on in the windows, but they were apparently told that there was no electricity going to the building, and also that when they took the photos, there was no lights on, and they only noticed there was lights on later when they like looked at the pictures. So
that's incredibly stressful.
That's creepy.
I'm glad I don't take a lot of pictures. Right? Ever. That's why I don't.
Because I'm too scared. What if there's some creepy shit? What if a
ghost shows up? Uh-huh. We talk about them so much. They might just show up one day.
Right?
We just we don't want know. Them to, but also we don't.
But we, when they do show up, we're like.
We're like, maybe not.
Actually, I'm not into this.
We won't know until that happens.
So Century Manor was closed as a part of the asylum and converted into a museum in the 1980s, but was then abandoned in 1995. The fate of the building has been in question ever since. It's pretty much just been like sitting there pretty vacant since
rotting
then.
Away.
Locals have called for it to be turned back into a museum or to be used for some sort of like community use.
Yeah, it's a big ass old building.
Yeah, it's nice. A cool old building.
Yeah.
In 2018, Mohawk College was in talks to purchase the property to turn it into a student residence.
Yeah, that's right.
Which would be like the creepiest best residence.
Oh, do you live in the ghost house?
You live in the fucking haunted manor. I live in the third floor of the
ghost house.
Which would have been super cool and creepy. My roommate is a ghoul. But do you know who swooped in and wrecked that?
Yeah.
Doug Ford.
Yeah, what an asshole. Yeah, last we reported on this, I think it was like, it was hopeful.
So the conservatives came in. And we're like, oh, you made this deal with a liberal government to turn this into student residences. Actually, JK, you can't do that.
JK.
And then like 2020 rolled around and Mohawk was like, actually, don't really need more buildings.
Yeah, they were like, we were just doing you a favor, guys.
Things are kind of all like online.
No one's
now.
Here even. So,
so
ghosts don't pay rent.
Both so. Mohawk doesn't really need it, and the government is like, no, they can't have it. So it's kind of up in the air.
Question mark again.
People don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
People fear that the building will be lost to residential development. There's apparently some sort of like zoning thing that's been put in place by the government that's like, we're going to make this into like condos or something.
Are you talking about the Greenbelt or?
I don't know. Everything's condos now.
It's all condos, baby.
But there are like community groups that are calling for it to be turned into
something.
Something community oriented and to be saved because it is a really cool historical building.
Yeah, it's only one left. Of it's the kind. Only one left.
Yeah, it would have been so cool if it was turned into residences.
It would be so, so cool.
It'd be so spooky.
I love that.
But yeah, it's up there. It's. Maybe just go drive by. Don't go in.
Yeah, don't do that. There's fences and things.
There were a lot of problems in 2020 because a lot of people were just like going and
they're like, we have nothing else to
breaking
do.
in, and there was very minimal security. So there were a lot of
problems.
Concerns because there were some like small fires and people were like,
small
are they gonna
fires.
Burn it down or is someone gonna like fall through a floor or something?
That's
and get
like
hurt?
It one feels more real.
It's not as accessible now as it was for a couple of years because they have increased security. So
don't go into there.
No,
you can go by there.
You can go by. You can like take a little look see. You can see it from the road. Yeah.
While you're at it, you could go to Ockmar, which is not far away. Yeah. Which we've also done on the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's also spooky. Mm-hmm. You also can't go in there, but you can go by.
You can look at it.
You can look at it with your little peepers and say, there's no lights on in there. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Because there's no electricity there.
There's no electricity here in Ockmar in 97 years.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Fun.
Century Manor.
Spooky.
Spooky dookie. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Delia. That was great. That was great. We'll remove our ghost with the most. There he goes. Off and away. Bye. He doesn't have a name.
Ghostifer.
Thank you for your service, Ghostifer. Thank you for keeping cold or warm. He's
cold.
A ghost. Cold. The
He's
seat
a ghost.
Of our actual guest of the evening.
who we are very excited to introduce you to. Some of you know her well, some of you know her less well, and you're all going to know her pretty cool and good after this. Everybody, welcome to the Ghost Reaver Podcast stage, Valerie Swan! Look at her, don't she look so cute?
Oh my god!
Welcome, Val.
Hi, Val.
Our personal Val of the pod.
Yes.
Hi. Hi, welcome. Cozy in, we want
our first ever guest on the pod.
Yeah, Val was our very first guest.
Back in the day.
Back on our third?
One of the original episodes.
One of the OGs. I think it's the second one, called Victorian Soccer Moms. Don't go back and listen to it. The audio is very bad, but you could listen to it and listen to the things Val says, because Val is a delight.
I'm sure she had some really good things to say.
Yeah, she always has great things to say.
We talked about Halifax.
We did talk about Halifax.
We talked about Titanic corpses.
Yes. Yeah. We talked about some Titanic deaths, some Titanic ghosts, I'm sure.
We talked about Niagara on the Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Because we all went there together.
We did.
Yeah, we've been on some spooky adventures as a little trio.
We just went on a spooky adventure last weekend.
We sure did.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about that, Val?
Do I?
Do you?
Oh, we went on a little haunted harbor tour of Toronto.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So our Toronto live show a couple weeks ago, I talked a little bit about the, what's it called?
Gibraltar Point Lighthouse. She did the story. I didn't even do it.
I couldn't remember what it was called. So we went on a little haunted harbor tour. So we hopped on a little boat and we went around the Toronto Islands and we went to Gibraltar Point Lighthouse and we took a little look at it.
It was so scary.
It was spooky.
I was terrified.
It was nighttime and it was so cold.
We
were on a boat in the harbor and it was dark.
And I don't know why your dad had a real accent.
He had a pirate accent. We were with a pirate brought us out into the middle of Toronto Harbor, and we didn't know when we would be back.
And it was so cold.
It was really cold.
Unlike today, it was cold.
Unlike today, that summer for some reason
it
in October.
Been so nice if we had gone tonight instead of last Sunday.
Well, we got the real experience. We went when it was cold and windy and scary. So that's how you sell a story.
So that's what we do as a trio. Is
you maroon people and scare them. Yeah, we love ghost tours. Yeah. We long time ago we explored the Cannon Knitting Mills with Haunted Hamilton.
That was a good time.
That was a good ass
time. We have some recordings from that.
Oh my god, we do.
Maybe from the vault style. Release Taylor the recordings. Style TV.
We swung a pendulum. Yeah, and we did. Got scared.
Yeah, it was so scary. In that old carriage house.
We tried to communicate with some old-timey knitting mills workers.
Some textile workers.
Mm-hmm. We kept saying, hello? And they would answer us with swigs of the pendulum sometimes. Yeah. I have never listened back to that footage. I'm not going to lie. I've been too scared.
Do you think if you listened back, there'd be like...
Well, that's what I would be scared, A, that would happen, and B, that I would miss that had happened. And be like, nothing happened. And then everyone's like, no. And I'd be
We should listen back.
Maybe we could have a listening party.
Release the tapes.
Well, it's on the docket. How about that's on the docket for 2024?
Okay.
Bonus material.
That'll be our live show.
It's just us sitting silently listening to audio recordings. I'm like, the inside of my pocket.
Carly's version from the vault.
Yeah. The inside of my pocket. Yeah. Yep. Oh, Val. Like. Oh, so happy to have you here.
Thanks.
You're so welcome.
I was a little scared to come up here. A little nervous. A little terrified even. I was afraid your audience was going to boo me.
Oh, my God.
Your fears came true.
Oh, no. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. You're welcome. We gave you the Ghost River a welcome.
Boo. A big old boo.
Thank you.
Classic boo.
I will never come back.
I think you might be the guest who's been on our show the most.
Oh, yeah.
The ghost with the most?
The ghost with the most.
This might be my fourth time.
I think it is.
First time we talked about Halifax. Mm-hmm. Second time, I think I just dropped in.
Yeah, you were just
and
a
we
surprise.
Had a little tarot card reading the show. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
Then we had a little backyard extravaganza. Yes, that's right.
The campfire special.
Yeah, I told a story about how I dropped a piece of pizza on the sidewalk and still ate it.
Classic you. Thank you for reminding us.
The story of them all.
It was really the scariest thing we've ever heard on this podcast.
It was peak COVID and I just ate pizza on the sidewalk.
You were really living life on the edge.
I was.
Yeah, you're so brave.
I've lived to tell the tale. You did. Or else I'd be a ghost now. And wow. I'd still be here. And this is time number four. I don't know why you keep asking me back, but I really have no ghost background whatsoever.
Well, you're a Scorpio. You love the things you love.
Mm-hmm. You also have like a velvet.
Yeah. You came prepared.
We're all wearing things. Velvet. Ready.
We're all in like a little velvet and sheer material.
That's true.
Kind of thing going
on. We really
on.
All got the memo.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't share
any good
job. Memos.
Good job, gang.
We really, I just showed up. I'm like, just how you dress?
Yeah.
You said, can I come in?
I did.
And we said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't really give you any details. We just said,
no, we didn't.
Come. And you said, all right.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't tell you when, just told you where. So you nailed it. You nailed it. Mm-hmm.
Good job. I'm here.
It's funny that you've been on this podcast so many times, but we've never had you on in our like guest format that we do with everyone else but you, apparently.
Because you're special.
Because you're so special. You're the Val of the Pod.
Val of the Pod.
But now we're going to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Do it.
Great.
I'm here. I don't know for how much longer.
she's got other engagements.
You got other places to be.
I got a bus to catch.
Oh, shit.
Fair.
Okay, well, then you have time.
Okay.
You have time. Question one. Cecilia, do you want to start with question one?
No, I don't have the setup.
I want to start with question one because I'm prepared. Question one is, it's just a simple one and it's a big one, is do you believe in ghosts?
That's a good question.
Isn't it good? It's a good one. That's why we started with it. It's a frame. Almost, some could say it's a framing.
This is for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll be really vulnerable with you right now.
Great.
Not really. In the way that like, when we're on our ghost tours together, how ghost tour people talk about ghosts. Like, there was a lady in red.
Lady in red.
There was a water-drenched man who appeared before everybody. I don't think apparitions like that are fully real. Mm-hmm. But do I believe in, like, spirits and vibes? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time.
She's a vibe girly.
I think energies kind of stick around after people pass on. Mm-hmm. But, like, a ghosty ghost? No.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not out here being like, hello, Casper.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That movie does hold up, though.
That's a great
Jill
movie.
Jill Pullman.
Oh, let's shout out Bill Pullman right now. Shout out Bill Pullman and Casper. Let's clap for Bill Pullman. He deserves it. He works hard for the money.
A round of applause.
But yeah, that's my answer. Yeah. Is tentatively no.
Okay.
I love that.
Controversial.
We're kind of on the same page. As much as we are a ghost podcast, we are also like, well,
yeah, we could really go either way. Sure. I think people have had experiences that they don't know how to explain them.
Would you say that you're bi-skeptical?
Boo.
I think you should leave. It's a great show. Everyone should watch it. I don't know. I just think that people have a lot of feelings and we just like to know them because we don't know what the fuck is going on.
I think there's something going on and I think people believe what they believe, but do I believe that they actually are seeing things?
And I love that they believe that because it gives me hope to
Big
believe
time.
Maybe something. I don't know.
I want
what do
to
I know?
Believe.
I got a cape on. What do I know? I don't know anything.
That means that you should know things. Don't people with capes know things?
David Copperfield. And a car is coming out from the side of the stage. And I'll disappear beneath my cape.
Ooh. The cape magically goes.
That's how you know it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Okay.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. We kind of all already kind of guessed that,
I think.
Yeah. Based on what we all know and feel.
We have the same
based
experience.
Based on what we've discussed in the past. So that kind of answers the second question. So I'm just going to dive into the third.
Well, ask it specifically.
Okay. So then, like, in what capacity do you believe in ghosts? Like, you said you don't believe in them. Like, you don't think there's going to be like a man coming out and he's like like a Jacob Marley rattling
right.
his
yeah,
chains.
There's no chains of rattling.
So do you think it's more of like a philosophical thing? Do you think it's more just like in people's imagination, like philosophically?
I do think people see what they want to see. Mm. You know, the mind can play wild tricks on you. Sure. But yeah, more like a spiritual sense and in like a comforting sense mm-hmm. too. You know, when you lose someone close to you in your life, you like, I know I've dreamt about people mm-hmm. who passed on, and I see that as like a little ghost visit.
Yeah.
Just because it's nice. Mm-hmm. If it's a nice dream. I've only had nice dreams about people who have passed on.
Yeah, but that's
on.
Scary. Dreams.
Only nice coming back to you to be like,
you failed me.
Oh no. That's what Cecilia will say when she haunts you.
Yeah.
That's all you know. She'll come back to your dream and say, you failed me.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, in a spiritual, like cute little cozy ghost yeah. sense. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so you're not scared of ghosts. You think they're nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to hope so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good vibes only.
Yeah.
Good ghost only.
Do not haunt me.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we've said this before, but it's worth saying again for our audience live here and our audience at home, both. We talk about a lot of stories on this podcast, and so we know that ghosts exist in that they're stories, and stories affect people. Mm-hmm. So like the legend and lore of a place affect the people who then pass on whatever kind of feelings or stories they have into the next person. So that we like. Story is a ghost. I don't know. It lives on beyond you. That's like that energy thing that maybe you were talking mm-hmm. about. Like what do we know? We're not gonna like. I don't think we're like out here thinking that like Lady in Red's gonna cry red tears at me. I hope she doesn't.
But someone has seen it.
But someone has that feeling, and so then she does. So mm-hmm. that's great.
She
that's
exists in mm-hmm. somebody's imagination, so it's valid.
Yeah. Why not?
In that person's imagination.
Who are we to know that our imagination isn't a fact? I don't know anything.
You're maybe. Wearing a cape.
I'm wearing a cape. Thank you. I was waiting for some. Thank you. Yeah. So, makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
I buy that.
Yeah.
That's what we've been saying. So, that's great.
Cool.
Oh, it feels good to just have someone who agrees with us all the way, all day.
This is why she's been on the podcast 4 times.
That's right.
Yeah. Just to reassure us that what we believe is what we believe.
Actually, we're right.
And just here to affirm everything that you
yeah. Well, like, we've been doing this for 5 years. No ghosts have said, hi, Carly. It's me, a ghost.
A ghost has said, Cecilia.
Oh, that's true.
And it was scary.
Where was that?
And I hated
that's
it.
True, oh. yeah.
Did I not listen to that episode? Because I listen to every single episode of Ghosts Are Everywhere on Spotify.
No, you don't. Do we need a segment where I tell my ghost story at our live show?
Yeah, do it quickly. Just do it quickly so that everyone can have the context.
Short version of it. Yeah. I went on a little road trip through the Midwest, and me and my mom stayed in a houseboat in Milwaukee. And it wasn't really a houseboat. It was just a boat.
Mm. That you could be in.
It was a boat.
Yeah. With
It was like an RV, but a boat. So I slept at like the front, which is like just this little like triangle. And there is like a little window above, but it's kind of just like this like contained space.
You're not going to use boat talk? You're not going to call the front the front?
Who is at the front?
Okay. That's boat talk, y'all.
That's boat talk.
That's boat talk.
Is that the...
Great.
I don't know boat talk.
Sure.
But I like nestled on in and I was like, oh, this is a very confined space. This is cozy. I like this. But I was falling asleep and like, you know, when you're like on the edge of sleep and you're like just about to fall asleep, I like hear a whisper, Cecilia. And I was like, what the fuck? Like it woke me up. My heart's pounding. I was like, what is happening?
Terrible.
And my mom is like sleeping kind of in the room beside me. So it's like separated by like kind of a like paper wall, but she's far enough away that it definitely wasn't her. So I was like, what is that? Did I just like imagine it? I don't know. I like try to go back to sleep. And then like same thing as I'm falling back asleep, like right as I'm like on the edge of sleep, it happens again. And it's just like my name whispered really close to me. I'm like, nope, don't like this. I'm like heart pounding. But I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to like wake up my mom. I'm not going to get up. Like I need to sleep. I want to do things tomorrow. So I'm like, oh, I don't fucking know. I'm just going to try and go back to sleep again. It happened a third time. And I eventually fell asleep, but was like, I have no idea what this is. Why is this happening? Like, I'm trying to, like, think of what it could be. And there was also a, like, an air freshener that went off every, like, little bit. So it was like a little.
Stop. Psh, 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 psh.
like every maybe like 10, 15 minutes. I was like, is it that? Am I just like hearing that in my brain, like turning it into my name? But it like very clearly sounded like my name. So I was like,
yuck.
It's one of those. It's either the air freshener going psh, or someone whispering my name.
I'm going to say it was the air freshener because that makes me way more comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I said in the morning when I told my mom about it. I was like, did you hear that air freshener going off? I thought it was saying my name.
And she was like, I haven't heard an air freshener in 15 years. Sure.
And then we were talking about it later. She's like, it was someone whispering your name. I was like, no, don't say that to me.
Margaret.
So I fell asleep and then I woke up at like 3 a.m. and there's like a lot of light around because it's like in this marina. So there's a lot of kind of like lights and boats and stuff. And I just like woke up and I was like, bad vibes. I hate this.
Come on, witching hour.
I'm just like lying.
And it wasn't just because you were in Milwaukee.
Yeah, no.
On a houseboat.
It was a boat in Milwaukee. Milwaukee. Maybe it was. Maybe these are just Milwaukee bad vibes. But I like woke up and I thought it was morning because it was kind of bright. But so I like got up and checked my phone. But it was like 3 a.m. I'm like, what am I going to do now? I'm like lying down. Like I cannot sleep because I'm feeling very anxious. And like the vibes are so bad. And my name was being whispered to me. And also there's a little like window above me. So I was hearing this clanging, just like,
yeah, like just a both, very just like both sort things,
of
you know?
Rhythmic, like steady clanging. So I thought it was something on one of the boats near us. So I was like, what is that? Can I maybe go like find it and get it to stop? But every time I like sat up to try and like figure out what it was, it would stop.
Yuck.
So I didn't like that. So I eventually just like got up to go to the washroom.
The washroom was like two brain cells.
Yeah, that was my. Eventually got up to go to the washroom because the washroom's like back at the like marina like building at the front. So I like got up and went to the washroom and just came back and fell asleep. But in the morning I was like, that was bad. It was really creepy.
Big yuck.
Was this an Airbnb as well? Yes. Or was this... What did you rate it? Did you...
We gave it a good rating. It was nice.
One star, too much ghost, too it haunted. Was,
I didn't say anything about it being haunted, but we also, like, the night before stayed at the hotel in Chicago, the Congress Hotel that we've talked about on the podcast a couple of times. It's supposed to be super haunted. Yeah. Mm. And I was, like, fine there. You but then the next night, I was like, all right, let's sleep on this boat. It'll be fine. And it was so creepy.
Surprise. Boats are never fine.
I think the boat was haunted.
Really boats are everywhere.
Boats are everywhere. So that was my, that's my creepy experience. Wow. And I was not a fan of it.
It,
I slept like shit, and that's what ghosts. That's what happens when you hear a ghost, is you sleep bad.
So you wouldn't recommend?
No, I wouldn't recommend. Didn't
okay,
like it.
All right,
good to know.
It was scary, and I didn't like it.
Great,
great, we love it.
Yeah,
good,
good,
great.
Thanks,
thanks.
Okay, this is a good one. Number three of our questions is, do you have any personal experiences with the paranormal?
Do you have any from boat Cecilia's, ghosts?
Do you have any boat ghosts?
I don't think I do. Mm. I've seen an orb in my time in a photo. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I've had some, you know, relatives visit me in my dreams. Mm-hmm. And it's always been nice. Like I saw my grandpa at the mall.
That's cute. That's so awesome.
Aw, mall ghost.
And it was weird. Like, he was a ghost in my dream, too. Whoa. Like, we ran into each other at the mall, and he's like, Val, I don't know how to get home. And it was, like, comforting to see him, but also sad.
Yeah.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I saw my grandmother at the movie theater, and we were, like, snuggled into the seats together. Oh, we were sharing one of those, like, big leather recliners.
Yes, that's so nice.
And we were sharing one, and we were just whispering to each other, like, I love you, I love you, I love doing this with you. And it was nice.
That's so nice.
So in that way, I'm like, yeah, those are my little ghosts that like to, like, say hey to me.
I love that. I've had that too. Really, that's nice. The best feeling. Yeah.
It's the best.
It's so cool.
And yeah, who's to say that those, like, aren't experiences where they're reaching out and like, saying hey. But no ladies in red, no, you know, specters.
Sure, nothing weird thrown across a room at you.
I mean. Bring it on.
And now to our
But for how much, like how often I spend time in like cemeteries.
That's what I'm saying,
Which is something I like
is,
to do.
Which is a lot,
Nothing paranormal in my life, but I'm waiting.
But in your heart.
I'm open to it. Just don't whisper in my ear at night on a boat.
Yeah, I don't like the whispering. That's happened to me before on the subway, like in a subway station by myself. I didn't like it. And it was just, Carly. And I went,
who did that? That's why I have your AirPods in all the time. Headphones? Yeah. So that no one can whisper to you.
Yeah. Now I do. Now I do that because no whispering allowed at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm.
No.
Not in my ear. Coming home from improv. That's not allowed.
Yeah. I'm hard of hearing, so I just be like,
yeah.
Sure. Thanks. Ow, air fresheners are working good today.
Yeah. All right.
Great.
Next question. Mm-hmm. When do you remember being first introduced to the idea of ghosts?
Ooh. I mean, obviously, growing up with Casper.
Yeah.
And Bill Pullman with his glasses and his
a very
knitwear.
Common answer. Casper's my so first ghost. Formative. Everybody's first ghost is Casper.
He's the best. He was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Cuter as a ghost than
as a boy.
Oh, absolutely.
What was it, Devon Sawa?
He looked terrible as a boy.
Yeah.
Devon Sawa scared me more than Casper did as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, bring back the ghost.
Bring him back.
He was just so smooth.
So yeah, definitely Casper. And I was always like really obsessed with Halloween as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in like my grade 4 classroom, we had a textbook about just like the origins of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And it had
that's so great
bats
for you.
On the cover. And I would read it front to back like multiple times a year.
Yeah, that's so
I
good.
Also did the same thing with the a book about the metamorphosis of ladybugs.
Oh my God.
But that's unrelated.
That's unrelated.
That's for my next gig. My
that's,
entomology
that's where you're
podcast.
Going after this. Yeah.
That's for ladybugs are everywhere.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of like what other like iconic. Oh, I did. What is it? Like the Tower of Terror at Disney World.
Iconic.
And there was a fantastic Tower of Terror movie adaptation starring Kirsten Dunst.
What? Really?
What?
Yes.
I have never seen with my eyes.
Yes.
Family Channel.
Yes.
We love very, Family very Channel. Good.
So like a TV movie?
Kind of.
Is it like
it
one of the ones
like
they play after Halloween Town because it's scarier than Halloween Town?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
I
one where they stay up
at like
enough.
9 at night or
I was
10.
Asleep.
Yeah. I was asleep.
That's past your bedtime.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good. Highly recommend that. And I got to go on the Tower of Terror myself. And I was I was terrified.
It's quite terrifying.
It's
I've heard.
Terror.
It's not called the Tower of Terror for nothing.
Yeah.
That's right. They don't call it the Tower of Having a Nice Time. They should. I have a nice time when I'm there. We watched a lot. We've talked about it on the podcast. Creepy Canada.
Ooh.
Did you ever watch Ghost Trackers?
Oh, always.
Yeah, right? The classics.
Yeah.
We love it. Okay, good.
Yeah. I can't. Was
that
the
check
one with
in?
The kids?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The kids that we all
kids.
Wanted to be.
The
teens.
They were
teens.
Trackers.
Yeah.
Teen
Ghost
trackers.
Trackers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we had a, like in the late 90s, early 2000s, we had a good amount of kind of like spooky,
totally.
Haunting, adjacent.
Good content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't care if we were scared. They, in fact, wanted
they
us
wanted
afraid.
Us to be scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said, make them scared. They said, more of that. Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Like, yeah,
such
there's
good
so
stuff.
Much.
Yeah. Is it Creepy Stories or is it Freaky Stories? And it's just the bug guys and they're talking about, Tales from the Crypt Keeper,
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Archie's Weird Mysteries. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff. I was deep in the ghosty stuff.
Goosebumps.
Yes. Yeah, we were those there. Girls. Mm-hmm. We were big time those girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
My aunt was on an episode of Goosebumps.
Oh my God.
She was.
That's cool.
The famous. Revenge of the Lawn Gnomes, and she was a lawn gnome, so you wouldn't be able to recognize her in it.
That's the best way
to
be.
Good for her.
My favorite TV gig was one I did for haunted hospitals, and I just lied down under a sheet.
She was dead.
And that was it.
Dead body.
It was perfect.
Kylie Willings.
They didn't put
dead
me in makeup. They didn't put me in costume. They just said, lie down.
That's the best.
It was awesome.
That's what I wish this gig was.
It can be.
It can be.
It up?
Yeah.
Put you under
we
a sheet.
Didn't tell you we're going to roll a gurney right now.
Let's do it.
Bring me to the morgue.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Roll you away.
Goodbye. This is a good one. This is moving away from the origins into the feelings, the current feelings about ghosts.
Sure.
So you're like, yeah, prob's not. Great. What kind of proof would you need to fully either believe in ghosts or fully disbelieve in ghosts?
Wow.
It's twofold.
Disbelieve. I don't think anything's going to push me to disbelieve.
Mm. Yeah, nothing will ever make you
like
all
I'm
way
already
there. You're pretty close.
Agnostic about ghosts.
That's right.
Like, what do I know? I'm so dumb.
You're not in a cape, but what do you know?
Right. It's a shawl.
It's different.
Yeah. Slightly different. But I think I'd have to see something. Mm-hmm. I think I'd have to say, like, you know, knock on the little tombstone if you want to say hey, and they do it.
Shove your hand out of the grass and grab my ankle.
Exactly.
Hey. You need them to, like, communicate with you in some way.
Yeah, I'd need, like, some reciprocity.
You'd need a sign. Okay.
Yeah, I need something. Yeah. Give me something.
How small of a sign do you need? Like, how big does it have to be? Like, how...
The size?
Yeah.
Big, like, small?
Yeah, like, what could you not explain away? I love explaining things away, so.
Yeah.
What could you, you have to stop yourself from explaining it away, what would that thing be?
Maybe, like, a touch on the shoulder and no one there, or, like, a very audible, like, and someone else witnesses it, and we're like, did we hear the same thing? Because if it's just me, I can explain that away as well.
Okay, but if someone else also acknowledges it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I need something physical, audible.
A group experience.
Edible.
Oh, okay. Arranged.
All of the O's.
Yeah.
Eat a ghost.
It'll be arranged to send it into you in the mail.
Yeah, that's what I need.
That's what you need.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Ghosts, if any ghosts are listening, send Val an edible arrangement.
She'd love it. Me.
They're expensive. I would never buy one for myself, but I would love to get one.
It's good to know.
My birthday's in November.
All right, ghosts, it's coming up.
Think about it.
Yum, yum.
Don't send any cantaloupe. I don't like melon.
Me too,
ghosts. Those things are chock full of cantaloupe, aren't
they? Oh, it's terrible. It's so disappointing.
Yeah, I think because they're a good carving fruit. Like, they can make shapes out of it. So there's so much
of it. You're working from a good size. Yeah. You know, you can make a moon shape. You can make a star.
Yeah, less cantaloupe. That should be that's our one request.
What's the other one? Cantaloupe and
honeydew.
I also do not. I can do
cantaloupe. I cannot do honeydew.
No, I don't like
I can't.
Either.
I love the color.
Very bad.
Love how it looks. Mm-hmm. Love to look at it with my eyes.
True.
Yeah. Do not want it in or around my mouth.
No. No, put it away. No. Yeah. Less of that.
Keep
more
it
strawberries.
More strawberries.
Love a strawberry.
More strawberries.
Love a
blueberry. Give me a grape.
Oh,
pineapple.
Ooh, yeah.
The good fruits.
A mango.
Mm-hmm. Do they have mango?
I don't think
I don't
they
know.
Do.
Oh,
is that just too fancy?
No, that's...
They're not
going
to cut they're that
They're white
up.
People. They don't have mangoes. Mm.
That's a big
how do you
assumption
know
to
white
make
people?
About the Edible Arrangement Company.
Okay, I'd like to personally apologize to Edible Arrangements preemptively
how do you
for
know
what I've
what
just said.
Races.
Have you ever seen a not white person give or receive an edible arrangement?
I have never seen a person give or receive an edible arrangement.
Okay, maybe they're a ghost.
Maybe
company.
They're not real.
Wow.
Okay.
A lot to think about.
A lot to think about.
Full up here. All right, ghosty. What's ghosty? Do you have a favorite spooky place? You said you like cemetery.
Oh, Hamilton Cemetery.
Yes.
Hands down.
Oh, yes. Nice.
I just went on a free tour there.
Yeah.
The cemetery gardener, a lovely
the plant tour
city worker.
Yes, good for them.
Talked to us about the trees that were there.
They're good trees.
And there were some great trees. some ginkgo
awesome.
Trees.
Yeah.
They were a little stinky. Mm-hmm. We love them. The females are stinky. What can I say?
What can I say? Under these lines?
And they do tours very often. I think at least, like, if not every month, every, like, Saturday.
Mm. That's amazing.
I could be totally wrong.
Check out the tours, everybody.
Yeah,
follow
the
cemetery tours. You want to learn
the
about
the
cemetery trees?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was just, they do two garden tours.
Okay.
They do a spring and a fall.
Okay.
But then
okay.
they do
just
historical
regular,
tours.
Regular tours.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Val's our guide, really.
Truly.
She's our cemetery correspondent.
You should hire her.
Mm-hmm. She'll do the historical tours.
Yeah, she loves it. She knows it. Mm-hmm. We've been there.
We have.
One time, we went there. Fun fact. This is an interesting story. On Halloween, after we came here.
Yeah.
We came here first. And we met Nosferatu.
We did.
It was great.
Nosferatu was there.
Nosferatu party with us.
We
just danced with Nosferatu upstairs in the bright room.
Yeah.
And it was so dark.
One of my biggest regrets in life is not hitting on Nosferatu when I had the chance. And then the
one that got away is Nosferatu.
You could have given Nosferatu a little kiss.
That's so sad.
I could have, and I didn't.
Could've.
And now I have to live with that.
And now you never will.
You never will give Nosferatu a little kiss.
Your chance is coming on.
Yeah, we dipped for the cemetery.
Yeah, we went to the cemetery
giving Nosferatu a little kiss.
The goths were too cool here.
They were so cool. Yeah. And I was dressed like the log lady from Twin Peaks and holding a log.
Yeah.
A 15-pound log.
Like, not a carried it all night. I didn't leave it at the cemetery.
Not all night. I carried it on the walk to the cemetery for you.
Cecilia refused.
Yeah,
she's a bad friend.
I refused.
We all had to babysit that log like a sack of flour.
That was your choice to bring a real large log. And I was not going to take the burden of that.
And guess what? I have it to this day. So
it's a log in the room with us now.
Wow. Everybody, welcome to the stage.
The log. Back at the staircase once again.
Where it belongs. Yeah. So we,
Hamilton
Love
Cemetery.
It. You know, well,
you gotta go.
It's a
you
good
can
time.
Look out over Princess Point.
We went on Halloween night. It was very spooky.
Yeah, so spooky.
You can walk your dog there.
It's allowed. It's a picturesque.
It's like a nice park.
Yeah, it's beautiful this time of year too.
Oh,
it's beautiful all the time.
The leaves.
Yeah,
gorge.
So many
the
leaves.
Yes.
The mausoleums.
Mm. Oh,
the stones.
They really are giving.
Yeah,
and people are not always receiving, but they should be.
No.
Yeah.
Receiving what?
You have to go to find out. You have to visit yourself.
Sure.
No. You know, the vibes.
Yeah. But yeah, not only my favorite, like, kind of ghosty place in Hamilton, but probably just one of my favorite places in Hamilton.
Yeah.
In general.
It's a good one. You don't have to be into ghosts to have a nice time.
No.
No.
You don't have to be in a ghost.
You might
enjoy
it
more when you're alive.
Yeah. That's right. You could be out of a ghost. You could be a ghost.
Whatever you want. Yeah. But highly recommend checking it out.
Nice.
I got a little kind of like ghosty story that was not tree related.
Ooh.
When we were there.
Share with us. I wish you would.
There, if you're familiar, there is a large mausoleum that's on the hilltop, and it looks like a Greek temple.
Yeah, it's like the one.
The one.
The main one. She's that girl.
It's for a Mr. William E. Sanford, who died in 1899.
I heard that name before.
Oh, Sanford Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Really rich guy. One of the richest men in Canada.
Big money.
At the time. He pretty much kind of like founded fast fashion in Canada. Or at least in Hamilton.
Oh,
he was a wool trader, and he had factories that made ready-to-wear clothing, which wasn't really a thing in
the
1800s. Or it was a thing. But
it was starting to be.
It was pretty new.
Quite industrialization.
Yeah. He was a good pal of Johnny McDonald.
Oh. BFFs.
Cool guy.
That's why he has the good spot on the hill.
Exactly.
Yeah, rich.
And they're
money. Railroad. I get it.
And on the top of this mausoleum is a figure that has one arm like heavenward, and it's holding an anchor as well.
Oh.
And this is the little sneaky tea that we got from the gardener.
Yes.
Is that Mr. William E. Sanford died from drowning. He was on a boat, and I'm going to get to this later, but one second. He was on a boat. His anchor was kind of snagged, and he went to cut it and then tether himself to something else, to a buoy, but he had rheumatism. He seized up.
Oh,
the boat capsized.
Wow.
He drowned because he was all seized up and couldn't swim.
Turns out.
But there was someone on the boat with him. And it wasn't his wife.
Oh.
It was a young female companion.
The draw.
She was not able to save him.
She said, no, ma'am.
And she said, all right, bye.
Yeah, I think she made a choice there.
Maybe.
And I love that for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a little. What the gardener said is it's silly and kind of, he said that the anchor on top of the temple was actually put there by his wife whom he wronged. But with a quick Google search, you would know that he requested that temple to be made himself? Even before he died.
With the anger? Boo. But what if that was her last minute addition? She said, hey,
she has the anchor.
The
on.
Man with the chisel. Yeah. Add an anchor.
Yeah.
Add it right now.
Yeah, just for an extra few $100.
Yeah. She's got it to spare. So
I know. That mausoleum cost $100,000 to make, which is wild.
Back in the day?
Yes.
That's like $1 million.
It's a lot.
That's so much.
That's for just a little spot on the hill.
Yeah.
And he left all his money to his family and nothing to charity.
Yeah, why? Yeah, he would.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he thought that.
He loves it. He said, more for me.
He left nothing to the young lady who was on the boat with him.
Oh,
probably not.
She was girly. So traumatized by him drowning in front of her. Ooh,
so bad.
Poor girl.
So I guess the takeaway is just don't have rheumatism.
Yeah.
On the water.
Or affairs.
Or affairs. Oh, yeah, right.
Mostly
that's right.
Both.
Mostly
don't
just,
be on
and
a
don't
boat.
Go
don't
on
be
boats.
Mixing
don't
them.
Go on boats.
Don't go on boats.
Bad.
We've learned that first the moral of the story. But,
and I think a good moral of the story is sometimes gardeners lie.
Gardeners would never
gardeners
lie.
Just be gardening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, controversial opinion on all these ghost walks that we go on. Like, I don't believe what they're saying. They're just acting.
Well, the ghost, the boat tour that we went on when he was talking about Gibraltar Point Lighthouse. Oh, yeah. I did all the like research for it and I was like, half the shit you were saying is not.
Also,
he
was standing right in front of the plaque, the historic plaque on the Gibraltar Lighthouse, which said like half of what he was saying wasn't true.
Yeah.
Which
was
is
really,
my personal
he was really just saying stuff.
I love it.
And you're like, you know what? You're telling a story.
Yeah.
Is the story historical? Not really.
Yeah, we on this podcast love to share as much as we can, and then also debunk as much as we can, and then also just like have a giggle.
Yeah,
because and I appreciate what else are we supposed to do?
Yep, that's why I listened to
we don't know anything.
Single episode.
That's right. You've never missed
every episode.
Not a one. Not a one have you missed?
Nope.
All of them. The hundreds of them. Yeah. This is a good one for you, Val.
Okay.
Do you have any favorite spooky media? Movie, books, TV, music?
Oh, big time.
I know. We're ready for a list.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite author is Shirley Jackson, who's a famed author of The Haunting of Hill House.
Yes.
Her last book that she wrote before she passed away, We Have Always Lived in the Castle, is a great little spooky read as well.
So good.
I'm part of a book club and we're meant to be reading that right now.
My God.
I haven't started it yet.
How many times have
I've
you already,
already read
that,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
So she's like the queen of spooky and scary. She wrote the short story The Lottery. Read that. It's good. And I love her.
Yeah.
What else has been like? I'm trying to think of things that are recent and good.
Yeah,
but,
like what have you been enjoying?
I read a short story, which was like a cozy, cute ghost short story.
Oh, that's nice.
It was by a Japanese novelist named Banana Yoshimoto. And it was just a story of a girl and a guy going on a date. And he brings her back to his apartment and he says, like, my apartment's haunted. Like, if you want to see the ghost, you can stay the night. And she's like, I don't know. But his apartment's being haunted by, like, an old couple.
Aww.
And so they spend the night, like, making a little meal for the old couple and leaving it out to them as, like, a shrine
That's
for
so
their
sweet.
Final meal together. And it was, like, a really romantic, cute little ghost story. And you don't hear that a lot or see that a lot.
That's
so
cool. That's really sweet.
Yeah. I forget the name of the story, but it's from a short story collection called Dead End Memories. Mm. And you should check that out.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they feed the ghosts.
Oh, that's
they,
so nice.
They kiss, and it's Aww, cute. And I think
cute.
They see the ghost, and it's cute,
that's
and it's
cute.
Nice, and it's real. And
that's real.
It's real.
It's a true story.
I like that you snuck that in there.
Those are the facts.
It's a real story. I read it. I got it out from the library.
It's so real.
It is a real
it's
story.
It's real. You held it in your hand.
It's real.
It was in a book.
That's real.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a fact.
Those are facts, baby. Facts are facts.
Val knows about books. She works at the library.
Yeah,
I do.
Val is a book girly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to bring up Century Manor again.
Yeah.
Because I was like itching to get up here while you were telling your stories.
Yes.
So there is still a psychiatric facility up on West Fifth, St. Joe's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at the library there for a short time.
That's right.
And in that facility, they actually have a mini museum. It's like a room with artifacts from the original hospital. And it wasn't just like a compound in a facility. It was a good chunk of the West Mountain. Mm. Like, it was all farmland. Lots of neighborhoods that are up there now would have just been part of Century Manor, the insane asylum.
Giving acreage,
Yeah, because it was like almost 600 acres, I think. Yeah.
Huge, so much huge.
Yeah. Big.
Yeah, and before they even had medication for whatever these folks were dealing with or procedures, they were really just given shelter and a place to be and food and community and... They got to work in the carpenter shop. And yeah, in this little mini museum next to the library, I got to see little like wooden rocking horses.
Rocking horses.
Yeah, rocking horses. Yes, made from the patients. Aww. And and I asked the volunteers there, like, do you think it was... That was a form of treatment, was just giving them a will to live and something to do. Yeah. And she's like, I'm like, that's kind of nice. Mean,
yeah, that is nice. Just like having a community and being and
something
like,
to do. Yeah. Especially, I mean, I think young women were sent there when they had kids out of wedlock and stuff. So, I mean.
Or just like mothers who are depressed.
Yeah, giving hysteria.
They're like stay-at-home moms. Yeah. Like,
hysteria
right,
being
ship
you're
them
just
away.
A lady.
So rather than just like having an outpatient facility, it was just like, come on in.
Come on up.
You know, work the land a bit. Maybe that was a little like exploitative. But
for sure.
maybe less cruel than what people are living through now, which is like just being pumped full of drugs and being
like
sent
at least,
home.
At least there was some sort of community for them to be in and to live in.
For sure.
Yeah. But still, yike. Yeah. But also, rocking horse.
There was good and there was bad.
Get this.
Horses.
Liking everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They had curling rinks.
Honestly, that's the good.
Mm-hmm. Actually, sign me up.
Or the bad, depending on who you are.
Yeah.
Your fingers? You even got your fingers stuck in those rocks? Ouchie.
Just don't.
You speaking from
Be careful.
Yeah, I played curling when I was a kid. Kids are stupid.
It's pretty
makes
easy
a lot
to
of sense.
Kids are really dumb.
Pretty easy to not get your fingies stuck between
I
the
was
rocks.
Eight, okay? I had tape on my shoe and I had a prayer in my heart, okay?
That's all. Not a thought Good. Behind your eyes.
Nothing between the ears. No nothing. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me.
Am I done?
Is there anything you wanted to talk about today?
I just
want to make sure that you get your chance, your time on the soapbox.
Do you have any
on
other
the
spooky
soapbox.
Things you want to tell us about?
I think we forgot the best part about the harbor tour
that
we went on. I've been on a few ghost tours, but this was the first tour that had a land acknowledgement at the beginning. Which, you know, I appreciated, right?
You tied it into the story.
Yeah. Exactly.
It worked.
It made sense,
And I really liked how midway through the land acknowledgement, Cecilia just dropped
a beverage.
Her metal drink on the metal boat.
We were sitting on little benches, and I thought that I thought that they were, like, contained, so I put my drink beside me, and it was not contained, and it fell.
Fell right through.
It fell right through.
Made a real loud.
It made a big clang.
Clang,
on the
clang.
And
we all went, well.
That's the end of that. So this is starting.
It was spooky.
So scary.
It was very spooky.
It made me laugh. I love to laugh.
Yeah. You're welcome.
We do.
Yeah, it made us start laughing and we didn't stop. And I think he thought we were laughing at him, but we weren't.
Well,
I mean, mostly. There were times where we did laugh.
Yeah, well, tried to make us laugh. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He likes it.
He was doing some jokes. He had a lantern.
It was great. Physical comedy, written comedy, improv. It was really all
accents.
The kinds.
Pirate accent.
Yep. I need a little self-loathing. It was all great. It was really good.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it.
I loved it. I'd do it again.
It was awesome. Yeah, I would too.
It was the best.
And there's not a lot of ghost tours I would just do again. I'd do that one again for sure.
Really?
I mean, it depends.
You got to go on a boat. And I know we have been saying don't go on a boat, but this was a good
boat. But like, you can go on that boat. It was fine.
It was a good boat.
We're alive. Look.
could I do this if I wasn't alive? No. The answer is no. See, we're so alive. Mm.
Can't you see?
Can't you tell?
Hmm. What if we just disappeared right now?
I'm alive. David Copperfield.
We don't have the budget for that.
No, we don't.
Gosh.
Next Hamilton show.
Next time. Yeah, that's right.
Next year.
Tell your friends. Next time we'll have David Copperfield. So.
Yeah.
Is he still alive? Did we figure that out?
I don't know. Probably.
He is?
Okay, thank you.
We love David Copperfield. Big fan. Davey. Davey Copy.
David Copperfield.
Hey, David Copy. We know you listen.
Davey Copy.
Hey, buddy.
Come to be in our live show. Thanks.
Carly, yeah. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. Hmm. I mean, not even a little bit.
I've been keeping
my papers peeled. Yeah. I got new contacts, everything. Nothing. Hmm. Nothing's working.
They haven't enhanced your vision, given you ghost vision.
No, I'm hoping they will.
Disappointing.
You would think by now that they might, but
yeah,
wearing them since grade 8. But
too bad.
No luck.
You've been wearing the same contacts since grade 8.
Not till now. I recently changed them. That's what I'm trying to say. Now I thought I'd have ghost vision.
That's good.
Yeah. Hmm. Cecilia, I just have a little question for you, actually. Yeah. Going off of what you asked me, have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Disappointing. I don't have contacts, though, so maybe if I get some.
Yeah, maybe you stop wearing glasses and try contacts.
Yeah, no.
I hear that really helps.
Scares me.
Hasn't helped me yet. You have a phobia. You're not that free. That's not for you.
I don't want to touch my eyeballs. Not about
it. I don't mind it. Just shove them in there. Nobody. Bob's your uncle.
Nope.
That's what
Bob
they say.
Bob is my uncle. I do have an uncle named Bob. And he said, don't touch your eyeballs.
And he said, don't you dare. Wow.
Dead.
Hey, Val.
Hey.
We have a question for you that we might say together like we're the twins from The Shining.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Where do I look?
That's for you to decide.
Look straight ahead. Look into the
light.
Yeah,
look straight ahead into the abyss.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
And not ever.
Ooh.
Oh, well. That's... All right. Three for three.
What can we say? That then some good odds for seeing no ghosts.
No ghost scene.
When you see one, is this podcast just going to be over or is it going to just get started? Is this the prelude?
Ooh, only time will tell.
I guess
we'll have to keep waiting and seeing every week.
Keep listening.
Yeah, you listen to every single one.
Everyone.
Well, thanks, Val, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You've been a delight. And devilish, and you look delightful in that little shawl. Perfect outfit.
Thank you so much.
Perfect outfit. Perfect guest.
All right. Actually, I have one question for the
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I wear the hat for a second?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cecilia got gifts. You both got hats. And what do I get?
You get.
I must say, the way that I tried to source you one of these. Before the show and to no luck.
Oh my god, it looks so good on you.
It looks great on
you.
It
really suits you.
You're welcome to keep it if you want.
Yeah, you can have it.
Now you're offering it to me. Mm-hmm. After all that.
Yeah. I think you did a really good job for it, so I think you deserve it.
Ask and you shall receive. It's yours now.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. I'm going
to
go then.
We come to give, not to take, so you're welcome.
You're going to take this too.
Yeah, go for it. You also fill it with water. Yeah,
you can
fill it with water.
You can have the hat.
You're welcome to it.
No, it's fine. Okay, and where can other people get these?
Sure, they can get it at our merch table over yonder just before the door.
Great.
Thanks, Vanna Way.
We have some hats, not these hats.
That's a guest exclusive.
We've got toques, we've got mugs, we've got, I don't
all
know,
kinds of things.
Some other
whatever
stuff.
Your heart desires. Happy Halloween,
happy
babies.
Halloween.
Thanks for joining us. We've been Ghosts Are Everywhere. You've been great. She's been Val. She's been Cecilia. I've been me, Carly. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Ghosts are everywhere.